For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, there's a pretty familiar person and another special guest in the studio.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Yeah, I think you mean Tim and Jess, actually.
No, careful. I don't want this to start now. It's going to be just Tim in a damn second. But Jess, how you going,
hey,
mate?
Guys.
Jess, if someone new's moved to Geelong, you've been on the Drive show for a long time, and I've been doing it with you for a while, and Davo's been here the last 12 months because...
I have been on maternity leave.
And you've brought in a special little guy.
I brought some show and tell.
Yeah, little Ravi, beautiful
he's grabbing
little
Ravi. The mic. Do you want to say hello? Oh, just loud breathing, like your mother.
How have you been? Davo and I have been, we've been missing you, we've been talking to you both a fair bit.
I've been hearing some good feedback about you guys. People love the Tim and Davo show.
Oh, thank
well,
God.
That's nice. Oh, goodness, it was touch and go for a while there, mate.
I had some people like very backhanded, like, oh, we miss you a lot, Jess, but that Davo, she's great.
Yeah.
That's really nice, thank you, Jess. But you are very well missed here, especially by Tim. I think you were nicer, Tim.
I have heard you guys like really going at it a few times.
I can confirm neither of you were that nice to me. But what's the last, like, I guess it's been a while since you've been on the show. Like, what's the last 12 months been like since this beautiful little boy's joined us?
Like, Monday is officially the end of my maternity leave.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So I had like 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks before this little guy arrived, and then we had the traumatic birth, which was real fun. Mm. And then
he's so cute. Look, I know you guys can't see him, but wow, this baby is blowing me away. So beautiful.
We had a couple of months of just like him being a sack of potatoes, which was great. And then I broke my ankle, which is, you know, not a great time if you have a 2-month-old. But, you know, we rose like a phoenix from the ashes. Mm-hmm. And... And then he grew up. He started clapping and waving and chatting. He's very quiet right now.
Are you sure he's yours?
He might take more after his father at this point.
What's it been like? Like, I know that it's different for everyone, like, since becoming a mum. And mm-hmm. What's, like, something that you've really, like, been surprised by or, like, something that you're really loving?
Well, I love just, like, having just moments with him early in the morning together.
Oh,
yes,
it's
chatting now.
Good job,
Ravi.
We spend a lot of time together, obviously, which has been really nice. And getting to spend some time, luckily my husband got a lot of time off from his job. So we've just been spending a lot of bulk time together as a family, which has been really nice. But the lack of sleep, I will never recover from that,
oh,
honestly.
Yes.
No, well, like Tim tried to warn me because I used to nap all the time, Davo.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was a big napper and I'd, you know, complain to Tim about not getting to sleep in until 10 a.m. And now I'm lucky to sleep in until 6:30. So,
ooh, and that seems like a sleeping from what I hear about Tim's household as well, to be honest.
I'd love a 6:30. That'd be fantastic.
Sometimes I FaceTime Tim at like 7 a.m. and we're just like, let the boys talk.
Davo is probably, I know we're all excited that you've been here, but Davo, your son Ravi is a celebrity to Davo.
Oh yeah, genuinely, he is big news. Whenever I see you guys on socials, I'll come into work and be like, Tim, did you see Ravi, what he's been wearing? He's usually in a costume, which is where I prefer my babies to be dressed as costumes.
Absolutely, why just put him in a plain onesie when you can dress them up as like Goku Dragon Ball Z?
Even because you got here just before the show started, so we could hear you when you were coming in. We were sitting at our desk and we heard a little squeak and Davo went, oh, he's here.
Yeah.
I did fear that I was like, have I made my baby my personality? Like a little bit. But then I get feedback like that and I'm like, all right, another 7 stories.
Sorry, but how can you not? Honestly, your little bubble's looking gorgeous online and Ravi is so, so beautiful. Like you've done very, very well,
thank
Jess.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, he was like hideous, like baby Voldemort when he was first born.
Whoa. No. Can you even say that name
on
the radio?
But he's really grown into the cuteness.
Okay. But Jess, it's so great to see you, but you have come in with a bit of news, not just for us here in the studio, but for everyone across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Yeah, look, something that you've known for a while, Tim. We've been talking a lot about it. And, I mean, some may say sadly, some may say thank God. depending how you felt about the Tim and Jess show. I was supposed to be returning from maternity leave on Monday. Yeah, do you want to tell everybody? instead, I am hanging up the headphones. After 10 years of radio and pretty much 9.5 of those with you on the air, I've decided to, spend some time and be a stay-at-home mum for a bit. Well, full-time mum, part-time celebrant.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been something that, obviously, there's like a massive level of sadness, but there's been an even bigger level of happiness because I know how much this means to you and you wouldn't make this decision lightly. And
yeah, look,
you've been speaking to Davo and I for the last few months, so we've kind of had the heads up.
Super hard decision to make. You know, this was my dream job. I always wanted to do this. Doing it with you for the last nearly 10 years has been the best 10 years of my life, and I thank God every day that, you know, we got to do this little journey together and we travelled all over the country together and we had so much fun, and I really do count you as one of my best mates.
Mate.
And you're Ravi's uncle, he loves you so much. And, it was a really, really hard decision to make, but I feel really good about it. Yeah, and so does he.
So is Ravi.
He's stoked that his mum's going to be around more, I reckon.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, it may not be forever that I hang up the headphones, and you might see me around because K-Rock have agreed to keep me on the books. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Good news.
I will be popping up every now and then, just not full time, obviously. And I guess that means there is an opening on the drive show.
Well, yeah, we have left this quite late now, I guess, haven't we, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I was concerned. Monday, did I have a job? Did I not? We weren't sure.
I think I can officially say you're on the show, right, Dana? Well, is that my decision to make?
Not necessarily. I'm not too sure. I haven't seen any contracts yet. And
No. Huh, I just assumed that was okay.
To be fair, I haven't seen any contract negotiations like for my contract ending yet either.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are we gonna do?
Well, look, let's take it off air because this seems like a real conversation.
Ravi's putting his hand up. He's ready to step in. So.
Well, Jess, it has been it's been so fun. Like, I know we spoke about it. We've had plenty of time to speak about it off the show. But it's been so fun since working with you for the last 10 years or so and getting to know you outside of the station.
Can I also just say to everyone that's listened to us, not just here in Geelong, but along the journey that we've been on, thank you so much. So many listeners have reached out over the last year and have messaged me when I'm, you know, I'm breastfeeding at 3 a.m. and I just, you know, need someone to chat to. And like, listeners have been reaching out and saying that Ravi's, you know, great and makes him makes him smile. So yeah, thank you so much to everyone that has followed along and kept in touch, and please still do. I'd love to hear from you.
Mate, it's definitely not goodbye, like you said. It's see you around. But it's so great for you to come in here and share some pretty big news, I guess, that we'll follow
Best
up
of
with.
Luck, David.
I don't know. No, but thank you so much, Jess. You've got big shoes for me to fill here.
Thanks, mate.
And you're an absolute legend. No, so
I count you as a good friend now as well. So thank you so much.
Lots of love, absolutely, for sure.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
It's been a very big week. Of course, this time last week, we were at the MCG broadcasting the show live.
You were very nervous about the Cats Blues elimination final. You were like, get me in there early before any other fan can get in there. You sat in about 80,000 seats getting your kitty cat energy out there.
Thank you for saying it that way.
And we were trying to, you know, rev everyone up. Maybe we were on the highway heading up to the MCG last week. And try and defame me about something that I've tried to do at a Cats game, which is get a meow chant going.
Yeah, I was asking you to do it for the 12 months. You did it at the game. It was a disappointment by everyone that was there.
And so much so, we've got a list of people that I've let down with it, and I think it's got
four names that we've heard of anyway. But yeah, look, I thought what we can do is we can do the meow chant as it was intended to be, but everyone doing it in their cars.
Yep.
And I got excited.
You did get excited. I think it worked you up into saying something that sounded pretty crazy. Let's have a listen. This is a week ago at the MCG.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, go Cats. Oh my God, we're up and about, my friend.
Do you think that's enough to get them over the line tonight?
Yeah, I reckon that's enough for them to win the bloody flag, mate. And I'm calling it. If they win Carlton against Carlton tonight, they're winning the flag, and I'm willing to put it on my body. I will have Geelong Cats Premiership winners 2026, baby.
No, you can't do tattoo stuff with this. This is scary.
I can do what I want. The Cats are going to win. Okay, Cats, meow.
Yeah.
And they won. They beat the Blues. So.
And so rather than just letting that slide and we move on with our lives, you decided to bring it up to me on air on Monday.
Yeah, I gave you 24 hours to retract, which is not something, we don't often offer each other grace.
No.
So I thought, you know, turn a new page. I'll give you 24 hours. Honourably, you can dismount from your statement. And this is what you had to say.
I am concerned that if after saying that and I were to back out, it means that I don't believe in the Cats enough to win the flag. And also, Tim, famously, I'm up for anything.
Yes.
So, we're getting the premiership tattoo. Go, Cats. Come on. Why do you hate when I say that so much? You get so upset when I say...
What? Say a bit of this.
Famously, I'm up for anything.
Because it's a lie. Like, why aren't you famously up for registering your car?
Yeah.
Why aren't you famously up for paying off your fines?
Famously, I'm up for anything fun is what I should say. Like, mascot race, yes, get me in there. Premiership tattoo, absolutely.
Cooking lunch for yourself.
No. Boring, boring, boring.
Well, this is definitely in the fun category. And we dubbed it the pre-premiership tattoo. So what were the words that you... Because, again, I was like, well, if you want to get a tattoo, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, let's get a life-size giant Cat's face on there or your childhood hero Catman, maybe a giant mural on your back.
I still am not convinced you're not him. I haven't seen you in the same room as him.
So the words that you chose were Geelong Cats
Premiers 2026.
I did try and steer you clear of the year because I was like, well, if you just say Geelong Cats Premiers, technically they have been in the past and they will be in the future, but you wanted to set it in stone that you believe they're going the whole way.
Well, I believe that they can do the flag. They've done it before and they can get it this year. Oh. I mean, but also adding the year... Now that's fun.
Because you keep saying...
Famously, I'm up for anything.
I got you to let the listeners decide where on your body you would get the tattoo.
Which just, I mean, you know, that's a bit of fun. And famously, I'm up for anything.
There was a massive list. We put it in our randomizer. Let's have a listen to where the tattoo was going to be. Are you ready, Davo, to find out where you'll be getting the pre-premiership tattoo? Again, it says Geelong Cats Premiers 2026.
Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Let's go.
Neck. Back of the neck. Lower back. Ankle. Shoulder. Forearm. Upper thigh.
Upper thigh was... I was praying for a neck tattoo.
Oh, I think that would have been a real... Like, I would have done it because obviously he said it famously, I'm up for anything, but I would have...
It's changed your life.
I might have changed my life a bit. So, look, upper thigh, I think, was a great compromise.
Okay.
No one's seeing that.
I was really quietly hopeful for, like, a forearm or, like an outer arm. I really thought that would have been a great place, but upper thigh it was... Today we went on an excursion, didn't we, Davo? Because you're a woman of your word.
Yeah, we certainly did. We went to Evolved Inc. on Little Mallop Street and caught up with Lockie.
Let's have a listen to Davo's pre-premiership tattoo.
So we're here.
Yeah.
We're at Evolved Inc.
We are.
That's Lockie.
Yeah.
And you're getting the tattoo.
And I'm nervous.
Like, actually?
Yeah. I love the Cats and I think the Cats are going to win the flag, so it's literally fine. We're manifesting. We're Sean manifesting. A win for the Cats this year. So look, hey, it's going to be fine. So how many premiership tattoos have you done, Lockie?
I've done a few premiership tattoos when the team has actually won, but none before they've won. So this is a first.
Excellent. Do you think this is a good idea?
Yes.
Look, they've got three more games to win, guys. Three more games. Just some big games. Big games, but just three. Like I said, I didn't feel anything. I haven't felt anxiety like that for a while. Wow, wow, wow. Can I get you to give me a meow?
Nah.
Yeah, they go, meow, meow, meow.
It started with a meow. It ended with a meow.
Yeah.
And Davo, you have got the pre-premiership tattoo. Incredible stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
You're braver than most. There's a video on our socials at K-Rocks Along now. Can you chuck up a photo as well just of the tattoo as well?
Because I can do that.
Some incredible fine line work from Lockie there. And like he said, he's been a tattoo artist for a long time. Never seen anything like it. Dave, you're a unicorn.
Thank you so much. And honestly, the cats tonight, a bit's riding on it for me, I would just say, like my upper thigh. but let's hope they take the win. Baz, 150 games. Let's go, Catters!
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, I feel like after 12 months now, we see you. Mate, and that's alarming for you, I can see.
I'm concerned. I hate being perceived. Yeah. But I also see you, Tim.
Okay, well, what an aggressive way to enter this conversation. Hey, buddy. No. And it's like I've said, I'm a massive fan of Davo, but I want to know Lauren, you know? Who's Lauren? I see Lauren off air. We don't get Lauren on air. But Davo, I think, like, we've pretty much, it's pretty crystal clear, quite competitive. Mm-hmm. You're up for famously up for anything. We're always, you know, having a laugh. You're ripping in. You care. You're passionate. Mm-hmm. I realize, see, I was like, I know every version of Davo. After 12 months in this job, you get to know someone really quickly. I've met every version of you. And I realized I haven't met this one version of you.
Yep.
And it's board game Davo.
Yeah, she's a different beast, that's for sure.
Beast is a great way to describe it, because I don't imagine she's a calm, cool, calm and collected little lamb, you know?
Well, there's a line with board games for me, because if it's like something like Settlers of Catan.
Great game.
Forget about it. Like, that's, look at the board. Too many details, too much going on. I'm a big picture girly. And I'm not going to be playing a game like that. I will give you nothing.
So that doesn't bring out, like, the worst version of yourself?
No.
What games do bring out the worst? Because, like, I was thinking Monopoly, but I don't know if you've got the patience for Monopoly.
I don't.
Yeah. But I could definitely see you, if you did commit to it and, like, you get a bit ahead and, like, people owe you money. You're like, oh, it's not my fault. You're poor. Like, literally. I can see that coming out of you.
No, a game that would really bring out the worst in me would be Hungry, Hungry Hippos. Going nuts. Going ham sanger, trying to get those bloody little balls in the Hungry Hippo's mouth.
Okay. And that's like the board's obviously moving across the table for that point. How do you, any other game that, I don't think you, is it Uno?
Uno, yeah. Uno? Awful. I'm the worst version of myself when I'm playing Uno.
Why? Why in particular?
Competitive. And also when you're making someone pick up four.
Do you? I know that it's not in the official rules, but do you do multiple pickups? So, like, say if you put down a pickup four, I put down a pickup four, and we're playing with like Jack and Beck in the newsroom, then one of them's got to pick up eight.
Yeah,
great. Because like, where's
stacks
the,
on?
Where's the fun in not doing that? I know. After feedback from every member of my family mm-hmm. and friendship circle, that Monopoly is not the game if you want to have like a good time with me.
Yeah.
Because I do love long thinking and I love long strategy. And early on it looks like I'm not thriving, mm-hmm. but it's all in the plan. And I've got the stubborn patience for Monopoly and I've played like an 8-9 hour game and just grind them down, grind them down.
See, you always say that I'm so competitive, but you are also disgustingly competitive, Tim.
Yeah.
And you show it in different ways. Like, you just heard me screaming and carrying on. Like, that's me.
I get quiet.
You get quiet, but your ears go purple. Like, they are furious. Like, you are so angry on the inside.
You know how poker players, they wear shades to hide their eyes so people can't see whether I'd wear earmuffs.
You would have to.
Because otherwise everyone would know that I'm furious because they'd be piping hot red purple.
Yep.
Thought we could open the phones on 5223 2955. What board game brings out the worst in you? Like, sometimes, because you hear like, oh no, in our family, we don't play this. Like, in my wife's family, we don't play Settlers of Catan anymore because of my wife's brother.
Right.
And like, he was teaching everyone the game and he's like, we're all having fun. And then my mother-in-law got quite close to winning and the shift in that man, he changed everything and it was over in like 20 minutes because he was like, well, I won't lose to my mum. I absolutely won't. And then it happened a second time and we were like, Nathaniel, we're not going to play this again because you made Marianne cry.
Nathaniel, please.
Nathaniel, you made Marianne cry. And your mum's upset with you. Is like charades and like Pictionary. Do they count? Because I get a bit lippy during those.
Yeah, you would. See, you paint this picture of me, but Tim, I'm holding up a mirror to you, my
100%.
Friend. Your competitive little rat over there with your red ears going nuts.
It's one of those things that's like you find yourself like blacked out, screaming at your mum. She hasn't raised you your whole life, but it's like, I can't believe you've done this to me.
No.
But there's something within us, and we want to unlock it if you're listening right now. Sam's in Cario. Sam, what board game brings out the worst in you?
Well, there's two. The first one is Rummy Cub. So you've got the smiley face. There's two in there that you can get. And if you get those, that helps dramatically. But to get out onto the game, onto the board, you've got to get 30 points. And some people hold back until they've got, like, more than 30 and then just smash all the tiles at once. Then sort of upsets a few people. And then you've got Skippo, which is very similar to that, where you've got the Skippo, which you can use as any number. So you can keep them in your hand and hold it and... Yeah, so it gets a bit competitive when you want to hold your tiles or your card back and, yeah.
Are you someone that does that or do you just get furious when other people do
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Oh, she's on it, yeah.
See.
Oh, yeah, I love to piss people off.
Good. Thank you for that. I remember, I think it was New Year's Eve, like 2 years ago, my wife and I were like, oh, well, we're not going out, so we'll stay up and we'll play some board games. Just, we're sitting on the bed playing Uno and my wife finished on... like, not a number card.
Oh, no.
And I ruined New Year's Eve. But she ruined it by doing something like that during the game. And we didn't end up speaking for the rest of the year. yeah, nice. And it brings out that awful side of you, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, it would. But I didn't think with Uno that you could finish on, like, not a number. It has to be a number to finish on. Look, so to finish on, like, a skip or a reverse or anything like that, yeah, I'd be flipping me nanas too.
Yeah, and I don't want to stack on Jess, your wife, your beautiful wife.
No, she deserves it.
That
still
you're not meant to end
it.
On that game, that part of the game. See? And if anyone disagrees, give us a call.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.